Thursday night, you're listening to KRVS all over the map.
Just a castaway heart.
88.7.
On a river of dreams, where the sun never shines, and the moon never beams. Your make-believe love has withered, it seems. Just a castaway heart on a river of dreams. Oh, why do I love you? You'll never be true. And the memory of you is making me blue. Your make-believe love has withered, it seems. Just a castaway heart on a river of dreams. It seems just a castaway heart on a river of dreams.
Oh, we were strangers in a really big city. Wonder, won't you hold my socks? Wonder, won't you quack all night? I want a new duck, one with big web feet. Wonder knows how to wash my car and keep his room real neat. Wonder won't raid the icebox, one that'll stay in shape, one that's never gonna try to migrate or escape. Or I'll tie him up with duct tape. New duck, a mallard, I think. One that won't make a mess of my house. I'll build a nest in the bathroom sink. I want a new duck, one that won't steal my beer. One that won't stick his bill in my mail. One that knows the duck stops here. One that won't drive me crazy, waddling all around. One who'll teach me how to swim and help me not to drown. Just a drake, I can dress real cute. Think I'm gonna name him Bruce. I want a new duck, not a quail or an owl. One that won't molt too much, one that won't smell too foul. One that won't beg for breadcrumbs, hanging around all day. You better mind his manners, better do just what I say, or he's gonna be duck pate. Thank you.
All right, Lafayette, time to come up for some air. We started the night off with Sick for Toys by the Sugar Cues off their Life's Too Good album. Then we heard Castaway Heart by Wynn Stewart. Then How She Boogalooed It by the Beach Boys. And then my man, Weird Al, I Want a New Duck. Then Sugar Otis, sorry. Someone's Always Singing. Right now we got the Meat Puppets. I'm a mad, mindless idiot.
Oh, So that there's a brand new zoo in Thailand. So I hitchhiked on a private flight and got there man fast. I've greased every palm from A to Z. Hey, mister, wanna date with me? I know what I've got to do and I'll do it. From the day I was born, the world's been my stepping stone. Inside my pants, man. And I've watched all the latest shows on Bing Bong. I rode a gift horse into town. Free subscriptions all around. You look like you could use a night in heaven. We're so in love everywhere we go. It's walking on the water. Suddenly all
everybody. It's Thursday night all over the map with your host Glenn Fields. We started that set off with Man Next Door by John Holt. Then another great Numero Group release. This is Mouse Bonatti Sextet. New sounds from New Orleans. Joseph Mouse Bonatti on I think alto sax. Benny Clement on trumpet. Jimmy Johnson on bass, Chuck Power, tenor sax, Ed Frank on piano, my man Earl Palmer on the drums. Yeah, and then after that we heard the one and only Margie Day with Wine in the Wind, and This Is My Story by The Holy Hive. What a crazy Smokey Robertson song. It's so beautiful. I think the name of that one is My Soul Responding, or Just My Soul Responding, excuse me. Then after that, we heard Dillard and Clark with a beautiful song called Polly. Then Fancy Man by Devendra Benhart. And of course, now we're listening to the one and only Les Baxter with Samba. Hey, I wanted to mention, I've got this old email address. How old is this email address, you may be asking? It's a Hotmail address. Well, that's not that old. Well, it's pretty old. But it's so old that I actually got my name at Hotmail.com. Glenn Fields at Hotmail.com. This was my very first email address. So needless to say, I don't use it very much. But I think, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to tell me what you think, I'm sure you'll have an opinion or request. So drop me a line, why don't you? Glenn Fields, G-L-E-N-N. Fields at hotmail.com. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 on your FM dial, krvs.org. You can go there and find a complete listing of these songs and every song on every one of these locally produced wonderful programs here. And while you're there, why not take a second to give to support this beautiful station and help keep this wonderful local gem on the air? Thank you for tuning in, folks. Like I said, get in touch with me, glennfields@hotmail.com. I hope to hear something from you soon. You'll stick around. There's still plenty of good music left.
Rat catching. Studies in rat catching for the use of schools. Chapter 1. In the following elementary treatise for the use of public schools, I propose following exactly the same plan as my parson. A good fellow, not afraid of a ferret or a rat, does with his sermons. That is, divided into different heads, then jumble up all the heads with the body, till it becomes as difficult to follow as a rat's hole in the soft bank. And to begin with, I'm going to talk. Discretion will not rule. I faced a lion, about a being a bad, a young nothing, from having a rat. Don't be bitten. It is to be remembered that the plague usually produces notable polynucleosis. Opening cuts on a large mammal. I don't care to defend myself. Partly skinned. The skin, wrong side out. This is a tiring, long story to write, and I've not quite done it yet, for I must finish with the sandpit man. He said that in a fit of rage, he had thrashed his wife to death with his fists, and that his boy, having seen him do it, had gone mad with fear, and was so bad, especially at night, that if he had not got a bulldog sleeping with him as a sort of friend, he would go into a fit with fear, and was often unconscious for hours. It was an ugly story, and I'm glad to say with the death of the sandpit man, the miserable part of the children's life ended. The sandpit man violated a lamb. Bones tear your flesh. Look, he's just the gentlest-hearted beast out, and there's not a puppy in the kennel nor a child in the village who does not know this and impose on him shamefully. Only last Sunday I had a lamb's skin removed. It was the one that gave the sandpit man the terrible disease. It fits tight. Takes some pulling, but it comes steadily along, wiping all before it. Faster and faster they bolt and are killed. I get excited, enjoying the sport. It's over in a few minutes, when 24 are cast up on the bank. Well done, well done, good, woo-hoop, woo-hoop, good, that's the way, my boys, woo-hoop, woo-hoop. And they roll on the ground, they stretch and wipe the dirt out on their eyes and rub their faces in the grass. In the West Country, it's so infested with the jackrabbits that the whole community rises to draft the pests in a never-narrowing circle that at last ends in the corral. Here, they are leisurely shot or killed with clubs. Sometimes, I feel as though I may fade away. Then, I remember my work. I once killed a rat inside a church. I found it during a long sermon. But for the life of me, I can't remember what that sermon was about. Mutilated pigs, nerve reflexes, the queer platypus, almost the only mammal whose young are born from eggs. Almost.
All right. That was a interesting spoken word thing by Crispin Glover. I found out about this album that he made from a podcast called Bizarre Albums. It's out there on Spotify and Apple and all that stuff. But it's an interesting, interesting podcast. They play a lot of Jim Henson stuff, too. After that, we heard Where Am I by Sidney Bechet. And we're going to rock out some Sir Victor. And then I'm going to turn it over to the capable hands of Robert Menville in the minor chord. So stick around for that. We still got a little bit of stuff coming your way. We got about 8 more minutes to travel all over the map. So it's going to get a little weird. Hope you enjoy it. And like I said, drop me a line at glennfields@hotmail.com. Glenn with 2 N's and an E. No Y. All right. Y'all have a good night. See you next Thursday.
Discussing the large-scale structure of the cosmos, astronomers sometimes say that space is curved, or that the universe is finite but unbounded. Whatever are they talking about? Let's imagine that we are perfectly flat. I mean absolutely flat. And that we live, appropriately enough, in a flatland, a land designed and named by Edwin Abbott, a Shakespearean scholar who lived in Victorian England. Everybody in Flatland is, of course, exceptionally flat. We have squares, circles, triangles, and we all scurry about, and we can go into our houses and do our flat business. Now, we have width and length, but no height at all. Now, these little cutouts have some little height, but let's ignore that. Let's imagine that these are absolutely flat. That being the case, we know, us flatlanders, about left, right, and we know about forward, back, but we have never heard of up, down. Let us imagine that into flatland, hovering above it, comes a strange three-dimensional creature which, oddly enough, looks like an apple. And the three-dimensional creature sees an attractive, congenial-looking square, watches it enter its house, and decides in a gesture of interdimensional amity to say hello. Hello, says the three-dimensional creature. How are you? I am a visitor from the third dimension. Well, the poor square looks around his closed house, sees no one there, and what's more, has witnessed a greeting coming from his insides, a voice from within. He surely is getting a little worried about his sanity.
Here we go! Way down south, way down in Borneo, there's a wild man called the Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll dance till the break of dawn-io. Way down on Borneo Bay. Wild man stand with his clothes all corneo, toot toot toots on bamboo horneo. Round the bamboo baby start to sway.
Start to sway.
When you see them dance a Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay. Borneo, you'll dance till the break of dawn-io. Way down on Borneo Bay. Wild man stands with his clothes on corneo, toot toot toots on bamboo horneo. Round the bamboo baby start to sway.
Start to sway.
When you see them dance the Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay.